This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Today we want to speak about a very important topic, an encouragement to all of us to go and benefit from the ulama that will be coming down in the next few weeks. Brothers and sisters, if you look at the reality today of our youth, as soon as an issue pops up in their life, or if they want to find something out in their religion, the first place that many of the people they tend to go to is on YouTube. There was a search engine called previously Ask Jeeves. Today the people, they ask YouTube. They ask Google, Mufti Google, and the rest of these search engines that we have. Brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, اعلم that this is from the signs of the hour, that we take the matters back to other than his people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith that was narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَظِرَ السَّاعَةِ. If the matters now are brought back to other than his people, then wait for the hour. How many fatawa do you find on the internet? Anyone comes today, he starts saying halal, haram on Facebook. People come on Twitter, they're giving out fatawa. If you look at the reality of who's given this fatwa, you'll be amazed. Maybe he hasn't smelled the raihat al-ilm, the fragrance of knowledge, he hasn't smelled it, and people are giving out fatawa. Brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْتَزِعُ الْعِلْمَ إِنْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضَ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take the knowledge away, but He takes the knowledge away by the death of the scholars. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُبْقِي عَالِمًا اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤُوسًا جُهَالًا. Until there is no scholar that remains, people, they start to take ignorant individuals as people of knowledge. They start referring back to them. People, they don't have the qualifications of giving knowledge and giving fatawa to the people. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُبْقِي عَالِمًا اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤُوسًا جُهَالًا فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتَوْا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَأَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. People, they will go back to these individuals. They will start giving them fatawa. They will start giving them answers. They will misguide themselves and they will misguide the people as well. And it came in some narrations, فَأَفْتَوْا بِرَأْيِهِمْ. These individuals, they will give fatawa based upon their opinions. Anybody will come today and they will give fatawa based upon their opinions. And this is the halak that the ulama have spoken about. That a person now, from the matters of his religion, they take it back to other than his people. It would be crazy for an individual if he now became sick to go to an engineer. Why do we not go to an engineer when a person falls sick? When he has an illness in his body, why do we not go to maybe someone that is in charge of buildings? But we specifically, we go back to a doctor, someone that has the specifications. Why? Because he knows this issue really well. But we don't tend to go back to the scholars. Rather, we go on the internet trying to seek the answers. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. There is scholars coming to us. In the past, in the time of the Salaf, the people, they used to travel to the scholars. They used to travel to the scholars for maybe a month's distance. Imam al-Bukhari has a whole chapter in his Sahih. Bab al-Khuruj ila talib al-ilm. Exiting to go to seek knowledge. Because the people, they don't go to the scholars these days. The ulama, they feel like that they have to come back to us. They have to come to us to give us the knowledge. And then he used this proof. وَرَحَلَ جَابِرْ ابْنَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهْرٍ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ابْنَ أُنَيْسٍ لِحَدِيثٍ وَاحِدٍ. Jabir ibn Abdullah, he traveled a month's distance. Brothers and sisters, they never had planes. They never had cars. They never had these trains that we have today. Virgin Atlantic and all these other trains that we have. He traveled a month's distance to Abdullah ibn Unais. For what? Did he go for dunya? Did he go to get money? لِحَدِيثٍ واحد. For one hadith. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, we have no excuses. They never had air conditioning. They never had everything that we have today. They would take their riding camel and they would go. What excuse do we have today? The place where this conference is happening is in Luton. It takes maybe 1.5 hours, 1.5 hours to go, and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala we will be benefit with so many hadith. The scholars are coming down. It's not any Dom, Dick and Harry, any normal child or a small student of knowledge that's coming to give us some knowledge. They are scholars, they are people whose beards have become great being involved in knowledge. People like Sheikh Saleh Al-Suhaimi, who's been teaching in the Haram for so long. He's been involved in knowledge for over 40 years. Likewise, Sheikh Falah, that a lot of you don't know about. People like Ibrahim Al-Ruhayli, teacher of the Haram, and other than him. Another example of this, Imam Bukhari also chapter in the Sahih, Bab Ar-Rihlati fi Mas'alati Nazilati wa Ta'limi Ahlih. When a contemporary issue pops up, traveling to get the right answer. And he used this proof. The Uqba ibn al-Harith, radiyallahu anhu, he one time got married li ibnati ibn Abi Ihabin. And when he got married, a woman came up to him and she said to him, "You and the girl that you got married to, I breastfed you lot." So what did this individual do? And this is the point. The point is that Uqba ibn al-Harith, he took his camel and he got off. To who? To the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To try and get the answer of what this issue is. He never just said, "I'm going to do what I want to do, what my mind is telling me, what my aql is telling me, and I'm going to do this." Rather, they used to go back to the ulama, especially in contemporary issues. Brothers and sisters, I ask you lot, if a lot of these brothers and sisters who have now gone and joined ISIS, they were connected to the ulama, then billahi alaykum, do you think that they would have done this? If only they were connected to the ulama. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوْ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ. When a matter now pertaining public safety and public fear comes to the people, they start taking things into their own hands. تَسَرُّعْ. They start taking things into their own hands. They want to make the decision. They want to say, this is halal, this haram. They want to take things into their own hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defames them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَىٰ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. If only they took it back to who? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the scholars. Those that have authority amongst them. Look at all the scholars today. Look at all the scholars. Brothers and sisters, I will tell you, when all this commotion was going on in Yemen, this Arab Spring, and the people were coming out and revolting against the previous ruler. Na'am, there was issues going on. We wouldn't say that the regime was perfect. There was problems, there was issues that were taking place in the country. The ulama were advising. They were screaming from one side of Yemen. They were screaming from Saudi Arabia, telling the people to stay in their homes. Guess what the people said? Scholars for dollars. These scholars, they only know about pregnancy and about menses. They were belittling the scholars. The scholars, they don't know the waqi'ah. They don't know what's going on. We know what's going on. They started listening to people. Wallahi, they have absolute no basis in knowledge. They had all these alqab for them. The scholars are advising. They're advising. They're advising. Nobody is listening to Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan. He doesn't know what is going on, according to these individuals. They came out, they revolted, they attacked, they destroyed. And now, if you ask the majority of these people that were living at the time in Yemen, they will say to you, Wallahi, we wish we listened to the scholars. We wish that we didn't come out. The point is, brothers and sisters, the ulama. We have to be close to the ulama. We have to try and attach ourselves to the ulama. We have an issue. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَزُورِ, with proofs and evidences. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, our situation is problematic. We are drowned in fitna. ظُلُمَات بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَجَرَاهَا. Darkness over darkness. Fitan كَقِطْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. The amount of fitna that is going on with our kids, with our brothers, with our sisters. How do we know how to exit from all these fitna, trials and tribulations that we have? And this is what the whole Mu'tamar is about. This whole conference is about this. Brothers, which excuse do we have in front of Allah Azza wa Jal? 1.5 hours for us to get from where we are all the way to Luton to just go and benefit from the ulama. And wallahi, this is a responsibility upon the parents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi." Every single one of you is a shepherd. And every single one of you is in charge, has the responsibility over their flock. It came in another hadith, "Ma min ahadin yastar'ihi la ra'iyya, yamutu yawma yamut wa huwa ghashun lahum illa harramallahu 'alayhi al-jannah." Never did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place a responsibility on anyone the day when he dies. And it came in another narration, وَلَمْ يُحِتْهَا بِنُصْحِهِ. He didn't give the advice to his children, to those he had authority of. He didn't teach them properly. He didn't give them with the advice that they required. يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لَهُمْ. This person, the day when he dies as a deceiver. And this person will not smell the fragrance of Al-Jannah. Why? Because you haven't fulfilled your obligation in trying to advise those who are under you, those you have authority of. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. If you look at the situation of the Muslims today, and we always ask this question, why is the Muslim ummah so weak? The answer is very, very simple. It is because we have become far away from the religion of Islam. And this statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab is very, very powerful. He said, نَحْنُ أُمَّتُنَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has greatened with Islam. وَمَهْمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. And as soon as we start taking other ways, other steps other than Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate us. I never said this, Umar ibn al-Khattab said. And he gave us the answer of how to manage our lives, how to go about dealing with the people, how to go about fulfilling that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. Look at the situation of the Muslims today. If you look at the Quran, you find that there's a direct correlation in a person having authority upon the earth and also doing good deeds. Just do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do, and everything will be solved. When people come out for protest, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people come out to do something that has, wallahi, in reality, nothing to do with our religion. Then look at the masajid, look at Fajr time. A simple fundamental, a pillar, the most important pillar from the pillars of Islam after the Shahadatain. For one to come and establish his prayer. And also to establish in a jama'ah. How many thousands of people come to the masjid at Fajr time? But when it comes to protesting, everybody's out their house. When it comes to petitions, everybody's on it. But when it comes now to the masajid, just establishing the prayer, maybe saf or safain, a line or two. You look at dhuhr, you look at asr, you look at maghrib, the masajid are empty. Then how do we expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise the problems upon the ummah, and we can't establish a simple act from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do? Brothers and sisters, do you want a happy life? Na'am, we're going through depression, we're going through stress, we have so many problems. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا وَأَنزَلَ مَعُهُ شِفَاءً. Every illness that has come down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down the cure of it as well. The happy life that we all are craving for, that we all want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. And guess what? It is connected to أَعْمَالُ صَالِحَةً. One, fulfilling the actions that have been told of him to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does good deeds, from the male and the female. And this person, he's a mu'min, he has iman. Two things that are mentioned in the ayah, doing good deeds and having iman. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. And this person, we will give him the great life. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, sometimes we have marriage problems, we might go and visit a expert in relationships, a psychiatrist, for whatever other problem that we have. Wallahi, nobody can tell you like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلَ خَبِيرٍ. And this is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. And inshallah ta'ala, I'll conclude with this ayah. And this ayah, brothers and sisters, please just listen attentively and contemplate and ponder upon this ayah. If you really want this balwa, these problems that we have, to get uplifted from the Muslim ummah, then you have the answer in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those who have believed in Him, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those that do good deeds. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. He will give them authority upon the earth, just like He gave authority to those before Him. After doing that, أَعْمَالُ صَالِحَةً, and also believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And He will establish them upon the earth. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And the fear that they had, the problems that they had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with safety and security. When will this happen? يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. When they start worshipping, establishing a tawheed, and they become far and far away from associating partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we have the answer in this ayah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.